Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get lost in a better place. Pick up the boat, travel through time and space. So much to learn, so much to see. A chance to escape reality. Open your mind and your heart. Gain new knowledge, get a fresh new start. They never will bring you there. So let's talk about it. Well, I am on the air.
Jemai, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, except that my login disconnected, but that's okay. I can hear you. I can't take this anymore. I'm not even going to try to do this again because I'm afraid I'll get disconnected. So I'm going to log in on myself. Okay. This is Jemai Lee, and she's here to talk about waking up for school is really cool, which I used to say when I got up to go to school in the morning, too. This is this book about sickle cell anemia, which is an inherited disease, and it's very serious. And I really think that listeners need to know more about it. So what can you tell us about sickle cell anemia? And pray to God that I don't get disconnected again.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. Sickle cell anemia is, like you said, a genetic blood disorder, and it affects every part of the body. It's a very painful disease, and it's not the most pleasant, you know, seeing a child go through this as a parent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was one of the, you know, the main reasons why, you know, I wrote the book. When it came to my son that has it, my father also has the disease as well. So, it's a very painful disease. Yeah, it's very difficult to see them go through hospitalizations and, you know, transfusions and just being home a lot, just, you know, very sad and in a lot of pain. And you really just have to be there and be supportive. You really do.
How does he feel about it? How does he deal with this every single day?
Well, now that he's older, it's more of a mental thing now. He's very depressed, and he suffers from depression now. And I try to, you know, get him up and, you know, doing things and socializing. He used to be a social butterfly when he was in school, you know, and, you know, it has changed a lot as he's gotten older and everyone is working or finishing up college and things like that, and he's just trying to live day to day, hour by hour right now because of the stuff that he deals with on a daily basis. And he's in pain every day, and a lot of it, you know, right now is, you know, affecting his mental health. And so, you know, he's in the hospital right now. He just went in the hospital yesterday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was in a lot of pain, and he was doing well out, you know, not being in the hospital for a little while. And but I knew he was going to have to go in because he was up all night the night before, you know. So I said, let's go. Yeah.
Which hospital deals with this? There has to be somebody special that deals with this type of illness. It's sad.
Well, right now, we used to be a part of, you know, many hospitals up my way. I live in the Hudson Valley in New York, and there were, you know, hospitals that we became family, a part of. They were like our family. However, they didn't specialize in it, so we ended up having to go further south. We ended up going to Westchester Medical, and then we were then in Montefiore Hospital, Children's Hospital. Now,
oh God.
My son is a part of Mount Sinai in Manhattan. And we just became a part of them about maybe 2 months ago. So we're trying to just make sure that he just has, you know, a healthy life moving forward. He's in his 20s. He's 23 years old, you know. So I just want to make sure that we get the right doctors, and I've always made sure of that. And we've had great doctors throughout the years. But he made this decision to go to Mount Sinai, and they've been doing wonders with him, just building relationships, you know, right now. And he's going to start there, you know, going frequently once a month for a procedure.
That's hard.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You got to give him credit because he really wants to live, and he really wants to be on this planet, I know. And I don't know how many other people would ever even try to do something like that or have the courage to do something like that. So I'm going to kill this computer. Tell us about the book, because I read the book, and I got all excited reading the book.
Thank you. I just, you know what, it's really inspiring because the book is not just for, you know, children with sickle cell at this point, because a lot of kids are loving it, you know, at certain ages. But what inspired me to write the book, Waking Up for School is Cool, is one of my best friends. I'm always doing something creative. And she's like, you know, and I said, I want to write a book. And she's like, you know what, write something and call me back. And this was like 12 years ago. But what I always thought about was, because my son was, like I said, a social butterfly, and he was always so happy and so full of life, you know, always having a smile on his face regarding, you know, no matter what the pain felt like in his body, he's always so happy. And, but there were times, like, you know, going to school, he's dancing, he's happy, he's getting to see his friends, you know, he's getting to learn. And then there were days that weren't so great, you know, because he has to stay home not feeling too well, and or he'd have to go into the hospital. So it just made me say, you know what, let me write this. I thought it was cute. I love that I even made it rhyme, which was really awesome for me. I love writing, and I love art. I didn't do the illustrations, which was awesome by an illustrator, Travis Thompson. He's amazing. And he just made it so nice and colorful, which made it even better. The book just made it even so much more bright for people that got a chance to read the book. But, you know, it's an inspiration for, you know, kids with chronic illnesses, period. You know, they don't always have the greatest of days, but they make the best of the days that they do have, you know, that they are able to. And that was really my inspiration. My son he inspires me all the time. You know, like I said, he's older now, so, you know, he has his ways, of course, in being a parent. But no matter the pain that he goes through, he's always trying to make other people smile, you know, and other people happy. And that's how he was even back then when I wrote that book, you know, and then 12 years later getting it published. You know, so it's just, he's an inspiration, and, you know, and then just allowing other kids, well, children and adults, because even the adults read and they're like, wow, I really enjoy it. And it's very, very short, you know, attention spans are not the longest, you know, nowadays. So I just made it straight to the point. I didn't want to put sickle cell, the words, in the book, because I just wanted to broaden it. And it speaks for itself. The words, the pictures, you know, everything just already speaks.
I figured out why I can't log in.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to log in so I could see the time, and it's like, hooray. No, now it's telling me I didn't log in right. Oh, well, I'm going to get there.
Yeah,
nope,
you will.
I made it.
Right.
I'm like you. I'm persistent, and I don't give up. But and I'm not going to explain why, but I do understand how it feels to wake up every morning and pray that you could survive the day. And I will be discussing it at the end of next month as to what I've gone through for 10 years that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. Well, maybe never. So I do know how it feels to be in pain every day. And I do know that your son came up with an illness that's inherited, and I came up with something that's caused by somebody's mistake. So I know that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You can't give up. And doing these interviews is my motivation. So
right.
The pictures, your illustrator is phenomenal. And children's book, I wish I had him.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get him?
Oh.
I mean, you could actually feel the energy in the book.
Yes, you really, really can. And he is amazing. I saw someone else that had a book on Instagram, and I didn't know that this man was also local. And I saw that it was Travis A. Thompson. And so I just messaged him on Instagram. And we had a lot of virtual meetings online, and we've become friends. You know, he's an amazing illustrator. He's an amazing person. You know, he did such a wonderful job. His art is amazing. It's amazing.
That is amazing. When I wrote my first children's book before my sister died, I weigh 100 pounds. And she told me I was a couch potato. I weighed 200 pounds. So I was eating myself up into oblivion, never again. I'm a little person. And I wrote my first book, My Name is Bertha, because she dared me to write it. And it's growing up in the South Bronx, being tortured by my sister. So I wrote exactly the right thing. She had a fit. I cracked up laughing. But my niece, Jamie, did the cover. And I didn't get an illustrator. And I guess maybe it would have gone farther if I did that, but she did a good job. So, school was a haven for him. How did he get along with the other kids, and how did the teachers react to that? Because, I mean, especially this sentence, explain, my legs feel like they're on fire.
Yeah.
And I could relate to that with my face feels like that.
Oh, my goodness. I don't even want to imagine how that feels. I always said to my son, I wish I could take the pain away. I always tell him, I wish I could take the pain away, you know? But in school, I mean, he had a lot of friends. The kids loved him. Teachers always loved him. And I, as a parent, always built relationships, you know, with the teachers. And he had, in school, over the years, he ended up getting like a plan or an education plan in school, you know, when it came to having his accommodations and things like that, because, you know, he did miss a lot of days of school, and he wasn't able to always be in class for tests and things like that. So we were able to get tutors and, you know, things like that for him. But it was so tough in the beginning because, you know, it was always a nurse calling me saying, you know, your son's not feeling too well. His name is Paris, by the way. You know, Paris isn't feeling too well. You know, do you think you might need to pick him up? He's saying that his legs are hurting. And I was like, yep, let's go. You know, they were very aware of that he had the illness, but no one really knows what it is. You know, a lot of people are not aware of what this disease is. Mm-hmm. So I had to do a lot of schooling and educating throughout the years. That's kind of what brought me to, you know, having an organization, you know, to do so. But, you know, when he was in school, it was a lot of, you know, just kind of making them aware, getting a lot of medical notes, letting them know what he might feel like during the day. But there were, you know, those good days were a blessing, you know, because I'm so grateful for my job, because my job understood so much, you know, when it came to me, like, you know what, if she's got to go, she's got to go. You know, her son is not doing well, you know. So, but I have to say he's been very blessed. He's got a wonderful personality. So he just, you know, is a very loving person. So in school, he was so loved, you know, by kids, by other, you know, fellow students and the staff at the schools. Yeah.
I'll tell you something. You were lucky. I had, I taught reading for a while. Everybody knows that. I was a reading specialist. And my friend opposite me had two boys with sickle cell. And they were not slated for Title I reading. They were not. I was supposed to, you know me, I don't stick to any rules. I don't care.
Right.
They said you're supposed to have 10 children. The room was enough for three, maybe two and a half. And but the two boys decided that we want to come to you for reading because you actually know what you're doing. I go, thank you very much. I told them because I didn't care. But one of the boys started to bleed out on the floor because he had a cut or something. And he looked at me. I said, it's not a big deal. We'll call the nurse. As long as nobody touches it, we'll be fine. And the nurse was like, I said, get your body up here now. I didn't even tell. Just get here. We have an emergency. And he was staying home for a while, and the mother, I sent lessons. Then he came back. He says, I'm back again. Again. I was getting worried that you didn't love me anymore.
No.
You know, yeah, because people don't get it. They don't understand.
They don't.
They don't understand. I mean, and so what? They wanted to take him out of the school. I said, why? I mean, the teacher of the class didn't feel too comfortable. I said, you'll live. Don't worry about it. You can't do that. He was determined. I don't know what happened to him after he got out of third grade or fourth grade, but I do know that every morning at 6:30 when I came to school to do reading, there were 20 kids in the room that could fit about two. And you can't do that. Yeah, trust me.
Right.
I got in trouble a lot, but I didn't care. But, you know,
that's right.
Dr. Edwards was like a second mom. And then when Mrs. Gary came, I realized I couldn't stay there anymore, and it wasn't the kids. So let's get back to the illustrations.
Sure.
The guy that did the illustrations actually got his facial expressions on here. And it must have been really, you could actually feel that your son is in the picture. How did he do that? I mean, and I could even tell you how to write a sequel after.
Listen, I'm excited about my next one. He asked me to send him a picture of my son before he even started illustrating. And, you know, I sent him a picture, and of course it's, you know, it's in cartoon form, it's, you know, but he did such a wonderful job, you know, when from the picture to the art, he did a great job at doing it. He just took the picture I sent him and he ran with it. And he, you know, in every picture, on every page, you know, there's a different facial expression, you know, because one, he's really happy getting up in the morning, he's eating breakfast, he's walking to school, he's listening to his music, he's learning, and then he's in a lot of pain, you know what I mean? So there's like so many different, he doesn't feel well, you know, you can see the sadness. It's so funny because that one page that is just like, you know, some days I don't feel like, you know, waking up. Sometimes I don't feel like, you know, school is cool, you know, I don't feel like waking up for school. And it's like, I always seem to get so sad on that one page because I remember those days, you know, because I was sad as well. I was sad that my son wasn't feeling well, you know, but I was also sad because it was like now everything turns upside down. You know, like you're going from a good day to all of a sudden it's like, boom, you know, it's like a bomb hit in not even 24 hours. You know, you go from having a great day to now just not feeling good at all. So everything just totally was like a roller coaster. Just everything just turned upside down. So, but he did such a great job at doing that. I do want to continue working with him, Travis Thompson, A. Thompson. And he does such great work. He really does.
Well, if I decide to write another children's book, I will let you know.
For sure. I will give you his information. Absolutely.
Yeah. My next one is going to be a little bit different. Mirror image, if you look in the mirror and you've done something wrong, it's going to play it out in front of you. And if you don't correct yourself, it's scary. There's a reason.
I love that, though. I love it.
and if you don't correct yourself, you're going to be in that mirror forever replaying what you did because you didn't say you're sorry. And the second one is going to be called Entitlement. There's someone that unfortunately came into my life that every word out of her mouth is, I'm entitled. So Let's see what happens when the mirror gets you. Yeah, she deserves it.
Oh, I like that. So, I like that.
So define the word affirmations and play. How did he deal? As an adult, it must be more difficult to deal with this disease because basically he'd like to go out with friends and do other things.
Oh, goodness, yes. Well, the affirmations, you know, always just telling yourself, you know, that you are, you know, you are healthy, you are smart, you are, you know.
Yep.
There's so many different ones, and you are strong. I'm telling you just good things to yourself to believe them, and hopefully that they just manifest and, you know, thinking happy thoughts, positive thoughts, being positive. It's not the easiest thing to do, you know, when you aren't in a good space, you know. But I believe it was always good to, you know, to do that with my son even when he was little. You know, we said affirmations waking up. We always thank the Lord for waking us up in the morning. And we always said, you know, these positive things. But I also thought it was good to put in the book because nowadays kids need to speak these positive thoughts. You know, the youth nowadays are just, they're feeling worse than the adults because the adults, you know, like the kids just feel and see everything nowadays, you know, and it's so unfair and it's so sad that kids just are not able to be kids. But moving forward, you know, even now with my son just having a social life from, like I said, from going to being a social butterfly to, you know, seeing all of his friends doing so many things. And, you know, they speak by phone. He misses his friends so much. They used to do a lot. He doesn't go out much. He's become like a recluse now. It's just a lot of, you know, laying in the bed or just relaxing at home. And I would love for him to get back out there and have his social life. But I know it's going to take some time. You know, just getting out. We finally went to the movies Friday. And I was like, don't you feel good going out? And he was like, I feel so good, you know, going out. I said, you got to start doing this. You got to start moving around a little bit more, you know, being a little more active. Because, you know, laying around in one spot sometimes isn't great on the body either. You know, so these are the things that he feels now. And he, you know, he misses his friends and his social life, and I miss it. I miss not seeing that with him. But I know that, you know, being an adult is not easy. You know,
well, what about
adulting,
what about if he did, like, FaceTime with his friends? Or
he does a lot of that.
I've,
he does a lot.
Yeah, and I have – well, thank God I was able to call you. I had a backup on Restream. Restream is free, people. And you could do the free video interview, and it goes to YouTube, and they don't charge you anything. And the really cool thought is I have to thank them yesterday. They were on their site all day long asking me how they could help me fix it and how I can help, you know, find the – they are – I could, yeah, so I do have a backup plan because it bothers me. But when I have this problem, I won't say what, I started to feel the same way. And then I decided I'm going to go outside and walk 10 minutes every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not
going to
worry about whether the cold hits my face or whether it hurts.
Right.
And
that's right.
The reason I'm skinny is because I can only eat food that is liquid. I can only eat stuff that's puree. That's what the surgery did. And that's what these people caused in my life. And I just learned to live with it. I don't care. And, yeah, there were days I try to eat something hard and now you have to wind up going to the ER for a pain shot. And it's, and the weird part is I just call them and tell them I'm coming. They said, call me.
I mean, it's
something that I have to deal with. I've dealt with it for 10 years, and I realize that there are days like today where, you know, two motion work very fine. It's great. And I got worried. I said, this is too important to me. So your father has it too, right? So how does he encourage him to know that you're going to be okay? Because he doesn't think that his life's going to be over. He thinks he's going to make it for a long time, I hope.
Yeah, there's something Yeah, there are some days that he does feel like, you know, why am I here? Why am I living? Why did I get this? And my father and him are like the best of friends. They are like the best of friends, which is good. They talk maybe every other day. And my dad was not, I mean, his life expectancy, they told him he was not going to live past 45.
That's scary.
And yes, they told him that. My dad is 71.
Wow.
So, like, yes, and my dad takes very good care of himself. And, you know, he had his moments being young. Coming from another country, my dad's from Jamaica. So there were a lot of remedies that he grew up with, you know, with having in his life.
Uh-huh.
and then, you know, you become an adult and you want to do what you want to do. You want to do your own thing. So he had his experiences. So, you know, he always tells me as a mom, it's going to take time for Paris to get there. However, Paris has such a great support system and has good people behind him to tell him, like, come on now, you could do this. You got to start eating this way. You got to start maybe like you do. You walk out 10 minutes a day, you
That's
know, just
right.
getting some fresh air, you know, like always just trying to uplift him. And like I said, it's not always the easiest thing to uplift someone that's in a sad space. You know what I mean? But he definitely has that support, especially through my father, because my father's been through so many things in his life with the sickle cell. But he is living. He is alive. You know what I mean? In so many ways. And he's just a wonderful man, just, you know, overall. But he is a great inspiration as well, because this is proof that you can live with this disease. It's just a matter of how you manage it. You know, you have to, there's so many things out there, gene therapies and things like that, but, you know, it's all how you manage it. It's all how you take care of yourself. And my dad is definitely an inspiration when it comes to that, you know, but they are like the best of friends when it comes to, you know, advice, you know.
Well, your father, the father is definitely somebody that people could look up to, and he could definitely say, if I can make it, so can you. But I'm just thinking, what about if Paris decides, I decided to do this, I am going to do this at the end of next month, as soon as certain obligations are over. I think that he should write his story on a blog or something.
Yeah.
And I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to write my journey in a book. From what I went through.
Yes.
But I do feel that a WordPress is free, by the way. It's free.
Okay.
And I have like 5 pages on there. Well, that's how people find out about Just Reviews and me. I don't know why they want to know me. But I've got like 10,000 people that have been reading my reviews. And if you really want people to know, go on LinkedIn and there's a lot of support there, too. My last book got over 500 views for my book reviews. It's like, I can't believe it. But he should write it, and he should blog it, or he should just write his story, and then we could get it published. So,
yeah, I would love for him. He's a great writer as well. He writes music.
That's what I'm saying,
He's a great writer. His English teachers loved him in school. Like, he's a wonderful writer. So, yeah,
well,
that
would give
be awesome.
Him motivation to tell his story, because there are a lot of kids out there that give up and parents that don't know.
Absolutely.
So for someone that has a child and they're not sure what it is, tell us more about signs. How does somebody become more aware that they can, you know, that they have something wrong with them? What would be the first step to telling them, you know, you need to do something about it?
Well, a lot of these blood tests are usually done, you know, at birth or after like a month of being born. But there are people that are not finding out that they are diagnosed with sickle cell till like they're after like 6 years old, and which is a surprise. It's a surprise to me. But it all also depends on where you are located and what hospitals you are a part of and the demographic. You know, it's a really sketchy thing when it comes to this disease because, you know, for one, they call it a black disease, and it is not. It may, you know, the majority of people that it may hit may be of African descent, you know, Caribbean descent and things like that, but it also does hit a lot of people of other ethnicities, and especially like in the Mediterranean area of the world, in the Greece and the Middle East, Italy. You know, they call it a different name. They call it talassemia. Same disease, you know, but it's a different name. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, letting people know what the needs are and what needs to be done, I love being able to, you know, talk to parents that are not always sure of what to do. I do that a lot with certain families. I wish I had more families to help, but I do help them along with their journey as far as what kind of doctors they should be getting, what kind of specialists are necessary throughout their child's, you know, years, because this doesn't end. It's not over after they hit a certain age. This is a lifetime thing, you know.
That's so sad. Yeah, I know.
Always making sure, you know, that I put the same stuff that, the same information that was given to me when my son was diagnosed. Well, he, of course he was born with it, but, you know, he was told that, we were told that he had it when he was 2.5.
Oh, God.
Right. And so it's like when the minute I knew that this was all happening in my life and everything just totally just changed, I knew to build those relationships, you know what I mean, with doctors. And I wanted to make sure that my son got the best health, you know, the best of health, the best doctors, everything the best. And, you know, it wasn't always. I had to do a lot of research and homework and, you know, going from this place to that place. But for the most part, you know, I'm so thankful for the people that were in his life. And that's why I pass it on, you know, to other parents, other families, you know, all of the information that I have.
I wonder if the hospital where he is or the schools would allow you to come to a PTA meeting with parents that need to be more informed in general. I wonder if they would let you speak.
Well, they have. I have.
I'm going to post this all over the place, but I think that maybe they would hear it if he came with you to talk, if he explained it himself.
Yes, I would love for him to do that. Absolutely. I would love that. I've gone to a few schools. We've had blood drives and things like that, and I've spoken to classes and stuff. Still, when I'm working on, you know, workshops, when it comes to, like, the IEPs, like, individual education plans and the 504 plans, when it comes to, you know, kids with chronic illnesses, kids with sickle cell, because these plans have to be followed. You know, when it comes to these kids that have these illnesses, like, this is not a joke. You know, these children need their education, too. They want it, you know, and there's parents that are yearning for help in these areas, you know, and they don't always get it. Some parents don't always get it, and it's good to just be able to kind of help parents build that confidence to get these services for their children that have these conditions, you know, so... I'm definitely working on speaking at schools when it comes to that as well.
Before I forget, because my mind is wherever, Monday, New York Times author David Putnam will be here with The Diabolical. On the 28th, I'm doing something different with 4 other authors. Well, me, I'm one. 3 other authors. We're going to brag about our new series, our new novels, our new books. We're going to tell people why they should buy them. I've never done that before. On the 29th, I have to redo The Mark of the Salamander because the YouTube thing didn't go through, and I said I would do it because I'm a nice person. On the 4th, we have David Wilson, and on the 6th, we have New York Times author Andrea Kane. And my show is booked to the end of August, so if you have something coming out in June or August, let me know because that's the next time I have free time. I have, like, nothing. I'm impressed because I never figured when I started to do this in 2000 and whatever that I'd be doing this forever. It's the best thing
that's
I could ever do. Seriously.
That's amazing. Yeah,
I mean, and he should write a blog. So are you going to write the next step, another book about this? And
I'm working
give
on
a little
that.
Bit more information?
Yeah. Yes, I'm working on, there's two different types of books I'm working on, just working on as a parent and dealing with the truths about, you know, sickle cell mm-hmm. and being a caregiver. But also my next children's book, I haven't really discussed the title yet, but it's just basically about my son's holidays. He spent a lot of holidays uh-huh. in the hospital. So that's what the next children's book is going to be like. Every holiday you could ever imagine, my son was in the hospital. So, but we had to treat it just like a regular holiday. So that's going to be my next basis of my next children's book.
I think that's excellent because that's what I was going to suggest. And then when you write the book about his holidays, if he wants to come on with you and talk about it, I could do anything I want.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
Just let me know when he feels comfortable. And if I have to do a third show or something, I'll fit it in because it's worth it. And I think people are going to really listen. There are a lot of people that are trying to listen right now, but Verizon is having an outage. And
yes,
the fact that I was... The fact that I was smart enough to call you. I was having a
Thank
fit.
You.
Yeah, there were a whole bunch of people that are texting me and said, we can't get through. I said, you'll listen later. Where can everybody get this book? And you got to read this because I give away my books. I'm not giving this one away. This one's staying on my shelf.
Thank you.
And the picture on the front is priceless. But maybe you could put his picture at the end so that everybody sees his hands. I saw them on your site, so I know he's adorable. And the girls are going to love him.
Yeah. he's a handsome young man. He definitely is.
I'm going to read the affirmations because I started to read them myself. I get
Thank
better
you.
Every day.
Definitely.
I am strong. I am grateful. I am loved. I am amazing. And I read them every day to tell that to myself because I
That's
realize
right.
I must be doing something right. I don't know what would want to be on my show. But it's hard sometimes, and I can understand where it's coming from. So where can everybody get all about your work, all about you and your work?
Okay, so I do have a website, Life Flows Through Everybody Foundation. .org, Life Flows Through Everybody Foundation.org. It's long, but there are reasons for that. Also, the book, Waking Up for School is Cool, it's on Amazon, so you can definitely purchase it there. And, you know, soon, hopefully, I will be having other book signings, depending on the areas, so I will always, you know, be posting and sharing where I'll be. I had my first book signing last week, which was amazing. So, I usually people follow me on Facebook under Life Flows Through Everybody. You can find me there. And it's everybody is two words. So it's Life Flows Through Everybody. That's on Facebook. Also my personal page, you can follow me at Jamailee, Jamaileigh. And, but Amazon, the book is there. And that's all it is right now. Actually, tomorrow, Lord willing, it'll be ready to go. I have it in Spanish. I was asked to this book in Spanish as well. Like, a lot of families were asking me about the book in Spanish. So everything is going to be finalized. So it should be on Amazon. I'm giving it by the end of next week for sure, like all done and ready to go.
Well, if it comes out in Spanish, I'm going to see if I can get a copy because the girl in the beauty parlor has a grandson in Spanish, and I'm sure he'd want to read it. Definitely,
Perfect.
We definitely have to promote this. But thank you so
Absolutely.
Much. Oh,
thank
this
you.
This is great.
Thank
and if
you so
and
much.
If Paris wants to come on, tell them to let me know. And if you go on WordPress, take a free account.
Okay.
Take a free one.
Definitely.
You don't have
to. I will definitely.
And you know what I love about it is they every day, I don't know why they do this to me. Every single day they tell me, you have to post something, Fran. We're looking for you. Last month.
I know. They say that to me, too.
1,500 views just for my one book review. And LinkedIn just told me I had over 500 for Mirror Image. So
that's
and I
awesome.
Can't get a book. You can't get a book signing at the library up here, and they,
oh,
you can't get
okay.
a book. You can't get it into Barnes and Noble because
nope.
of returnability. And the mm-hmm. library said you don't have a library journal review. I'm not going to pay you $1,000 to put my book in your library. So too bad. So
right, 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 right.
You have people up there. Yeah. So thank you so much, everybody.
And thank you.
And when you see Paris, give him a hug from me.
I sure will. I'm going to go see him soon at the hospital. So definitely.
And
I will
tell him,
do that.
Tell him life is beautiful because you're here.
Yes, that's right. That is right. Thank you so much. This was wonderful.
This was wonderful, too. Awesome. Everybody, have a great day, and bye.
Yes, take care.